From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Yesterday, the story of Hermann Mayer transcended the world of his sport, alpine skiing, if not all sports. It's a story of injury and recovery and the mix of physical and mental gifts that contributed to his return to glory. Yesterday, Hermann Mayer won skiing's overall World Cup title in Sestriere, Italy. It might have been predictable for the 30-year-old Austrian, who is nicknamed the Herminator, except for one thing. In the summer of 2001, already a superstar, Hermann Mayer was in a motorcycle accident that almost cost him a leg. Burkhard Bilger wrote about this in the New Yorker magazine in January in his article Twin Peaks and joins us now. Mr. Bilger, first of all, at the time of the accident, how did Mayer figure in the sport of alpine skiing and, for that matter, in the nation of Austria?
Well, he was absolutely dominant in the sport at that point. He had won the overall title three times in the last 4 years, I think, and had won 13 wins in a single season, which equaled Ingemar Stenmark's record. He was absolutely, I mean, he really was the Terminator. In three different types of events, he was the complete winner.
And this makes one in Austria bigger than a baseball player in America, let's say.
Oh, absolutely. Austria is ski mad. After he won his last World Cup overall title, I think 10,000 people gathered at night on a ski slope, and he skied down like some kind of Wagnerian god, you know, at night with candles burning.
Then August 2001, the motorcycle accident, how badly was he hurt?
Incredibly badly. His right leg was essentially torn off below the knee, just hanging from a couple of strands of muscle. And he had a bunch of other injuries as well, but the worst one was that he bruised his buttocks so badly that he got myoglobin, which kind of poisoned his kidneys. He almost died of kidney failure. And they had to fuse the leg back together with a 15-inch titanium rod. I mean, it was absolutely life-threatening.
And the fusing of his leg back together with the rod, that was just the beginning of the therapy for this accident that you described in your article.
Oh, he's had a whole, I mean, he's got a training center up in the Alps, which people have called like something out of a Bond novel where the arch-villain sits. I mean, it's up in the high peaks, and he's got chiropractors and osteopaths and homeopaths and acupuncturists and every kind of high-tech device that he's been using to treat this stuff. He's zapped his muscles with lasers and ultrasound and magnetic resonance therapy. They've done everything possible to get him back on his feet.
Well, obviously, beyond all of the machines and the specialists, there was a pretty determined patient here, somebody who wanted to recover.
Oh, absolutely. He's a completely single-minded. He himself has said that for much of his career, he's wanted to be a machine, has tried to turn himself into a machine. And that's the way he approached his recovery. I mean, he spent just, I think, you know, 50 hours a week training. A lot of it was low-impact stuff. He would just get on a bicycle and spin for hours on end. You know, and part of that involved getting blood samples from his earlobe every half hour to see what his lactate levels were. And he just has an endless patience for this kind of training.
You interviewed Mayer.
Yes.
What did you make of him? And was it obvious to you what is inside this young man that made it possible for him to come back from such a terrible, terrible injury?
Well, he's often been described as robotic by people, other American journalists especially. I think part of that is his English is just very crude and straightforward. He answers you absolutely, I love to ski, I love to go fast. It's all very blunt and straight, and you know that's exactly what he's thinking.
Well, Burkhard Bilger, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you. It's been fun.
Burkhard Bilger is a staff writer for the New Yorker magazine, and in January, he wrote an article, Twin Peaks, that told the story of the Austrian skier Hermann Mayer, the winner yesterday of the overall World Cup title in alpine skiing.